I hope your plants are happier with the rain than they were with the drought earlier this year. We're going to talk about plants now, specifically the psychoactive kind. Of all of the states that have legalized recreational marijuana, this is the only one that doesn't let you grow your own. The Washington State Legislature is talking about changing that, and Rick Steves says hooray. The host of Travel with Rick Steves was a big supporter and funder of our original marijuana initiative. Steves told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel that because we were one of the first states to legalize, the law needed to be conservative. But now, he says, Washington is ready to legalize home growing.
I personally think it's a great idea to let people grow it at home because I don't want marijuana to go the route of tobacco and to have, you know, Joe Camel and big tobacco and big marijuana. And just by the nature of our society, you know, if there's money to be made, it's going to attract big corporate interest and they're going to have the clout. And I like the idea of having home grow because it gives people an option to having to buy something from a giant organization. They can just have a few plants on their windowsill and it's not a big deal.
You said that I-502 was written conservatively to respect people's nervousness around marijuana. Why do you think that people were more comfortable with buying marijuana legally than they were with growing marijuana legally?
Well, I think people just didn't know what it was going to be like to have just kind of open a floodgate. I mean, a lot of people were nervous that there was a whole reservoir of decent people that were just going to ruin their lives smoking pot. And our whole community would become one big, giant, out-of-control hemp fest. And we had to respect that. And we had to be very, very strict on home grow, on DUI concerns, on advertising limits, and all these things. And take things in baby steps. And I just think that people were, we were the first society, we were the first political entity to deal with the backside of this whole marijuana challenge. And, you know, I just think we wanted to pare it way back and making sure that things were controlled.
So then was it always part of the plan to get grow your own marijuana legalized once everyone saw that buying marijuana legally was not going to destroy society, as you suggested before?
Well, the only plan we had was to write a law that could win. I mean, that was the big challenge for me. I knew that truth is on the side of civil liberties and taking the crime out of the equation and recognizing that marijuana is a drug, but it can be regulated. I just wanted to give our society a chance to grapple with the challenges. And we didn't know what it was going to be like after we legalized it. My hunch was that we would follow the same evolutionary kind of track that alcohol followed back in Prohibition a few generations ago, you know, where different communities get to decide how strict they want to be. To this day, there's still dry counties when it comes to alcohol, and I suppose there'll be dry states when it comes to marijuana for generations to come. But it's just time to stop locking people up for smoking pot and for using it responsibly as adults.
That was travel host Rick Steves talking with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel. The Washington State Senate is considering letting people grow up to 6 marijuana plants. That idea could get a vote early in 2016.